This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." This is Sherry Temple, America's missionary messenger of truth. So America, please open your King James Bibles to Revelation chapter 13, verse 5, where we left off last time. Revelation chapter 13, verse 5. Just before we begin, it is my honor to invite all of you to come here to my school November 18th at 6:30 p.m. We are so honored to have our own brother, Scott Merson, who is going to show you a video with commentary backed up by the scriptures of spiritual visions under God's open heaven pertaining to this physical realm. We just studied in Revelation, the river Euphrates is open, all the demons of hell are out on this planet Earth now. And he has a gift from God that he takes the pictures, Scott and his supernatural camera, and all of these demonic forces, angelic beings are there. Everything is backed up by scripture, much from Zechariah, even Revelation. So it'll bless you. November 18th at 6:30 p.m. here at my school. This will help you to develop your spiritual discernment. Also, I want to take just a moment to pay tribute and honor to a great man of God who just yesterday was called home to be with God. His pastor, Wilbur B. Creech of Barnwell, South Carolina. He's the husband of my older sister. He's my brother-in-law, and he's a great man of God. He and I worked our way through the Baptist Bible Institute, both of us with callings on our life, and our sister was there. And they took me under their wings because I was much younger and didn't know how to get along in the world. And he's such a great man of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you for the life of Wilbur Creech. Oh, my Father, I know that you've already said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." I thank you for his life. The world is darker, but heaven is brighter because of Wilbur Creech. Thank you for his life. Give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. What a man of God you made, Lord. And now he's back home with you like we all want to be. And I ask that you will comfort my sister, Myrtle Hare Creech, a minister of music in the church there where they went, and all of the children, Mark and Steve and Rebecca and Tabitha, and all of us who love him. We know, Father God, that life has only just begun for Wilbur, and we shall see him again. So we thank you for his life, and we honor a life well lived, faithful to the end. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Now, Revelation 13, verse 5. This chapter, God shows you the formation of the one world order. Have you heard of that? The one world government, the political system of the Antichrist, it is already in effect and is mostly finished at this point. Now, Antichrist is not here yet, but he's going to be here soon, but he is directing this. This one world order is under the direction, auspices of Satan, excuse me, who is the soon coming Antichrist. So we had a beast there in the first part of Revelation 13 last time, but it's called a political beast. It's the one world government. And those heads mean the many heads of the government. Don't we have heads of state? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's Satan's government. It's already in effect. And we found that one of them had a wound, and he was a bear, the Russian bear. But his deadly wound was healed, and he got up on his feet. Not too long ago, Russia was the second superpower of the world, with the United States then was the first one. And it seemed as though he was unimportant. But have you noticed that all of a sudden Russia has taken over the world? Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. We're getting very close to the end. So now we're talking about a political system, the government, the one world government.
Simon, there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies.
Okay, this is the one world government. Now this part has already taken place. Once again, this one world government is already happened. That's why America's gone. This would be, the mouth would be the media. Most of the media, there are a few honest ones. Most of the media are told what to say by the powers that be, which comes from the leadership of the one world government. And you'll notice that they make fun of anything that is Christian or Jesus. So that has come through. It is the media. The media is the mouth of the one world government.
And power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
Him is the political system, the one world government, to continue during the entire reign of Antichrist. Now remember in Daniel, it originally was 7 years, but in Daniel it was shortened to times, times, and half time, 3.5 years. However, praise the Lord, in Mark 13, Jesus shortened it for the elect's sake, lest none of us be able to stand it. And in Revelation 9, he tells us over and over 5 months. So this means this one world government, this political system, will be in total charge, and the media will tell you what to do and blaspheme Jesus and exalt the devil during this time. It's already happened, of course.
6, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God.
Now, this means that this one world order is setting up the one world government for Antichrist, who is that old dragon of Revelation 12, the serpent, the devil, the Satan. Anti doesn't mean against Christ. It means he's coming as Christ. And it's setting up the order. And since he's calling himself Christ, and Christ means Messiah, Christ means the anointed one, that's blasphemy against God, because we know that Jesus is Lord, right?
Blasphemy his name.
Okay, what is his name? Well, we say this at the end of this program. His name is called the Word of God. Very recently, 5 black robe judges in the United States of America broke the Constitution, broke the law. The Constitution comes from England's common law, which comes from the Bible. And they made a law for same-sex marriage, which is against the Word of God. We do not hate these people. I used to teach a whole room full of them. But God calls the sin an abomination. So see, that is against God's word, and that's what they did. They've already done it. You see how close we are, people?
Tabernacle.
And his tabernacle. Now, what does tabernacle mean? Temple. Paul says, ye Christian, ye are the temple of the living God. Now, right now, most of you who are listening to me, on the throne of the temple of your heart sits our beloved Lord Jesus, who died, arose, and paid our sin debt. But when the Antichrist comes, he's going to deceive the whole world and half the body of Christ. And so he will call himself God, standing in the temple where he ought not, 2 Thessalonians 2. But it doesn't mean a building. It means the temple of Christians' hearts who are deceived. And we're going to find out why you're deceived.
And them that dwell in heaven.
My goodness, this one world government, preparing the way for the one world God, Antichrist, the devil, is actually blaspheming those in heaven. Well, when the Antichrist comes, this anti doesn't mean against. It means to take the place of Christ, to pretend to be Christ. Christ is Messiah. Christ is the anointed one. Jesus will not yet be here. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, ever living, to make intercession for us. Jesus is Christ. So when someone comes and says, I'm the instead of Christ, that's blasphemy against those in heaven, our Lord Jesus.
7, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints.
Now, a saint is not every Christian. I hate to tell you that. A saint is ecclesia, set aside ones. Romans 11, there are only 7,000 Christians who will not be deceived here at these end times. All the rest are going to be deceived. When Satan comes to make war, it means he's going to try to con you and convince you that he is Jesus, a war in your mind.
And to overcome them.
To overcome us with his lie. You know, you can hear a lie so long you begin to believe it. We have some politicians lie so much they think it's the truth.
And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations.
Now, this is the first beast, the political system, preparing for the Antichrist. In other words, the government shall run the earth. But right now, aren't you under subjection to the government?
Eight, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him.
Now, this is the political system. The first beast there in Revelation 13, it's not a person. It's the one world order. Worship means to depend on the government. It means to conform to the government. In other words, if you'll do what the government tells you to do with that mouth, that media saying that onto you through the TV set, then you can have anything you want, to depend on the government. Let me caution you. Some of you are so dependent on the government, you've gotten lazy. You even think the government's supposed to take care of your health care. I'd like to tell you that Jesus took 39 stripes on his back, and with his stripes we are healed. You think the government's supposed to give you a telephone and you can have illegitimate babies, and the government's supposed to be your father, and some of you pretend to be disabled. And I mean, listen to me, disabled people can still make it because we trust in God.
Amen.
So if you're dependent on the government, you're going to be an easy take.
Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world.
The whole world is going to depend on the government and worship this Antichrist that comes, except those who have their names written in the Lamb's book of life. Now, how do you get your names written in the Lamb's book of life? You notice it said Lamb before the foundation of the earth. Foundation in the Greek is katabol, Satan's overthrow in the first earth age. We were all there. Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and 7 says, when the silver cord breaks, when you kick the bucket, your spirit returns to God who gave it. We're in a spiritual form. Satan, who was beautiful and perfect, said, I will be God, and deceived one third of God's children, and others followed him too. Everybody's name before he overthrew, everybody's name was written in the Lamb's book of life, because God did not create any of us to die. We were all created at the same time. We were all the same age. We were young and happy and beautiful. We had eternal life. Our names were written in the Lamb's book of life. Jesus is the Lamb. But when Satan rebelled and said, I will be God, and one third got up and followed him, and one third sat there like a gnawing log, and except for one tiny little group, everybody betrayed him, those names were deleted from the Lamb's book of life. But God had a judgment, Romans 8, 28, whom he foreknew, he did predestinate. Whom he predestinated, he justified. He judged. Foreknew means a marriage. That little group that fought for God right then were judged, found not guilty. Foreknew means marriage, stayed married to him. And that's the remnant in every generation, small group, not the minority, to bring forth the oracles of God and the very elect at the end. Those names were left. Everybody else's names were deleted. However, God had plan B. So he brought in the second earth age, one time in the flesh, giving you a chance to choose Jesus or the devil. And the Lamb slain came and paid the price. Now, your name, if you're not an elect, was not in there. Some of you have prayed with you. And we finally said, after we confessed and believed, repented of our sins, that God raised Jesus from the dead, we said, write my name in the Lamb's book of life. So some of you whose names had been deleted have had them put back in. However, if you fall off to the sixth trumpet, the one he's about to tell you about, it'll be deleted again. Solomon says, what has been will be again.
Nine. If any man have an ear, let him hear.
Remember when Jesus arose and he was walking with those disciples on the way to Emmaus, take a bath there? And they didn't even know who he was. And he said, oh, dullards and slow to learn. In other words, if you've got ears to hear what you just heard, praise the Lord. If you don't, well, go take a nap.
Ten, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with a sword must be killed with a sword.
This is a great verse of destiny for God's elect. It's a little bit polluted here in the English. Let me read it from the manuscripts, or let me recite it from the manuscripts. It says, excuse me, he or she that is predestined for his works predestined, remember the elect, predestined for God's works. You shall get the sword and you shall give the sword. Revelation 1, the sword is the tongue of Jesus, the word of God. God makes sure in the elect's life, even if you're brought up in a different situation, that somewhere along the way, he will put you face to face with the truth. And you will get the truth and you will give the truth. Amen. That's your destiny. Amen. Now the manuscripts continue there. And he that is predestined for captivity shall go into captivity. Predestined, the ones, the little group predestined, do not have free will. We are sent here. We are bond slaves with Jesus. Remember Paul said that? We are in captivity. We turn on a dime and do everything he says. Everybody else has free choice. We are here about our Father's mission. We are in captivity. Our hearts are chained to Jesus. Amen. And we hear his voice. Amen. And he is our shepherd. Hallelujah. And no other shepherd will we follow.
Hallelujah. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth.
Okay, the first beast was the political system, the one world government, which is already being formed. Now we have another beast. The word out there in the English is a mistake. God's word is perfect, but it was not written in English. It reads in the manuscripts, on the earth, O-N, upon the earth. Now, if something comes on the earth, it had to come from out there, out of space, right? So this second beast is the Antichrist. Please get this and sink it down in your head. Anti, in this case of the Greek, does not mean against Christ. It means he's going to call himself Christ instead of Christ. And we learned in Revelation 12, Michael is going to kick him. He's the dragon. He's the serpent. He's the devil. He's Satan. He's Lucifer. He's Morning Star. He's the false Christ. He's the false prophet. He's going to kick him out. And he's going to land his feet here on the earth, calling himself God, standing where he ought not, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Amen. This is the Antichrist. Now listen, we're in the fifth trumpet right now. We're studying the trumps, been studying those. The fifth trumpet is a time of learning, which is why God's got me talking to you. It's coming to an end. At the end of this, the sixth trumpet will sound, and this is when this will happen. Satan will come in the sky, and everybody will think he's Jesus. The Christians will. The rest of the world will call him Messiah. He will call himself Theosata in the Greek, God's Savior.
And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake like a dragon.
Now, if you've got any creative imagination whatsoever, you can see he's got his Jesus costume on, right? All right, horn is power. When the real Jesus comes, he's coming in the power and the glory. But he's not here before Antichrist. Antichrist comes in the glory. But look, he looks like a lamb. Behold, the Lamb of God, slain from before the foundation of the earth. He's coming back as the Lamb of God. Who is the Lamb of God? Shout it back to me. Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. But his voice is the voice of a dragon. Revelation 12 says the dragon is the serpent, is the devil, is the demon. Revelation 22, the dragon is the devil, Antichrist. He always wanted to be God. Okay? So the Antichrist is coming, pretending to be the Savior, but he's really the devil. And so he's going to deceive. Why is he going to deceive you? 2 Thessalonians 2, when Paul goes on to say that Jesus will not come until that man of sin, the son of perdition, be revealed. Satan is the son of perdition. It says, because they loved not the truth. What is truth? Thy word is truth.
12, and he executed all the power of the first beast before him.
All right, the Antichrist comes and is in total charge of the one world government. No one dares defy him. He is the dictator, and what he says, everybody does. All of those heads represented by the leopard and the bear and the lion, all fake. Everybody's going to worship him and do what he says.
And comfort the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast.
Okay, when the Antichrist comes, worship again means to depend on the first beast. Who is the first beast? The political system, the one world order, the government. So the Antichrist says, I want you to lean on the government. whatever the government tells you to do, you can have anything you want to. See, again, precious Christians, you who are dependent on the government, stop it. I can't help if you have to take a decrease in pay. You don't need half the stuff you need. Just get a job.
Whose deadly wound was healed?
Now, he gives us a clue. Remember, the deadly wound was the bear who got up on his feet. That's Russia. Obviously, Russia is going to be one of the most powerful entities in this political system. And you know, once again, Russia used to be a superpower. But just a couple of weeks ago, Vladimir Putin of Russia took over the UN. He's now taken over the Middle East. You know what the news said this week? It says Russia is by proxy at war with the United States of America. Do you see how close we are here? The Russian bear, the deadly wound. The Bible says Esau is coming against Jacob. Genesis says Esau is Edom. Manuscripts say Edom is Rush, Rush by the Volga. Jacob is the 12 tribes of Israel. They're split into two houses, the house of Judah and the land of Israel. We love our brother Judah. The 10 tribes, the larger bulk of the United States of America. Mark my word, Russia, the bear, is coming back, the house of Jacob, America, to regain Alaska. They wanted it. Watch it. And by the way, Ezekiel 38 and 39 talks about that, practically describes Alaska. It doesn't call it Alaska. It's called the Battle of Hamendog. Wow, are we close. I'll tell you, what you're going to do for God, you better do it today.
13, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven.
Fire there in the manuscripts means lightning. And Daniel prophesies and says he would do signs and lying wonders, lightning down from heaven.
On the earth, in the sight of men.
Everybody will see it. We have the technology.
14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles.
And of course, you see, this is one of the reasons I want all of you to come and watch Scott Merson help you. You need to learn when something's real and when it's not, because it's going to have these lying wonders. You need to be aware of that. See, most of you live in only what you can see, touch, and feel. I have been blessed with a gift all of my life. I see beyond the veil, and I'm blessed to do that. I don't brag about it, but it helps me know when something's going on. I can tell when demons come in here or anything else. And so, but if you are for 5 months inundated, and all you can see is what you believe, and you're just so used to looking at the television, and that's what you believe is going on, you're going to be deceived.
Which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast.
Oh, they should make an image to the beast. The Antichrist says make an image to the political system. Okay, let me explain. Listen carefully. Jesus said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And the Bible says Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Laura, I gave you a beautiful picture, painting. It has Jesus' picture. Look closely. The outline of the Father is behind. Now, every one of you every day makes an image. You turn on your television, your computer, your smartphone. An image comes on the screen. Do you understand? And so the Antichrist says, listen to the people I put on there and do what they say. Turn it on and listen to my media, says the Antichrist, my political heads, and don't forget the fallen angels will be here. They're going to be here too. So we turn it on, and it makes the image.
Which had the wound by the sword and did live.
There's that Russian bear again. He's going to be right up there. See, it's so close. Vladimir Putin of Russia is the most powerful person on the planet right now in the flesh.
15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast.
Of course he did. Now, tonight, some of you are going to turn on your television. I like to watch Bill O'Reilly on Fox News during the week. He's just really good and right. And so when I turn it on, guess what? Bill O'Reilly comes alive.
The image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed.
How does it speak? You turn on it. The image comes on of Satan's lieutenants and his Kenites and his false prophets and his media and his fallen angels, and they speak, and oh my goodness, you have to worship his coming after them. Let's see what else it says.
16, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand.
Okay, now here we come with the mark.
Or in their forehead.
What is in your forehead? Your brain. All right. To be deceived by this first one, you are already marked in your mind. What about the right hand? This would be doing his work alone. Jesus tells us that when he comes, the brothers and sisters of the Christian church who are going to be deceived will turn in us little minority elect, because they say they're not saved. They're going to turn us in to the Antichrist. They'll think he's Jesus. They are deceived. So they are doing his work. That's what it means, the right hand. Most people are right-handed. I'm not. See, right now, I'm doing the work of the Jesus Christ. See, my hand is working. I'm doing that work. That's what it means. Deceived in their forehead and nurturing his work alone. And see, there'll be a great revival in the Christian church. Those fallen angels are lookers, and boy, are they charismatic. And people are going to be jumping and hollering. Listen to them. They're going to say it's the greatest revival ever. But they'll be worshiping the wrong one.
17, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name.
Whoa.
18, here is wisdom.
You want wisdom? Would you like to know the number?
Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast.
Daniel says at the end, the wise will understand. So here is wisdom. Count the number of the beast. You might want to check me out. Strong's Exalted Concordance in the Greek section means enumerate the stones worn smooth over a long period of time. Count the stones. Satan calls himself a stone, Ezekiel 28, towers, fake stone. Count Satan's activity from the first earth age. Count his children, the Kenites, sire dear after Cain in the garden. Count his fallen angels. Count his government. Watch them. Evaluate.
For it is the number of a man.
There are four meanings of the word man in the manuscripts. I have them somewhere back on the back wall there. This man is depraved man, supernatural man, the devil with his Jesus costume on, two horns of a lamb, but the voice of a dragon, the Antichrist. Now, if we don't have his number, we cannot buy nor sell. Let's see what it is, and we're going to count it, enumerate it.
And his number is 600, 666, 666,
666. In the world that then was, before there was sin, we were all in our spiritual bodies, and there was a beautiful covering cherub called Lucifer, Isaiah 14. He was perfect. He was promoted to the highest position in heaven, but the highest position is evaluated by seven. Seven is God's perfect number. Jesus is seven. But Lucifer had a high position, but he wasn't top banana. He was six. One day he said, I will be God, Isaiah 14. I will exalt myself above the stars, above the children of God. I want to be seven. I don't want to be six anymore. So he rebelled. He was six in the first earth age, fighting, rebelling to be seven. When God smashed that first earth age and brought us in one time in the flesh to make our choice for Jesus or the devil, with the elect only to teach, right there in the garden, before the man Adam and Eve could even hold hands, they had just seen each other and said, wow, here comes Mr. Six. Oh, he's smooth. I mean, he's low down like a snake. And he decided he wanted to be seven. He had heard Jesus say in the first earth age, I will be the lamb slain from before the foundation of the earth, foundation Satan's overthrow. See, that was when Jesus said, okay, they've sinned. I'm going to have plan B. I'm going to go put them in the flesh and I'm going to pay to send it. Satan heard that. He knew that. So he wanted to have the first son. He wanted to pollute the seed line. So he beguiled Eve. 2 Corinthians 11, Paul says, Satan beguiled Eve. Beguiled, Greek, exopatio, holy seduce. So he was 6 in the first earth age, wanting to be 7. He was 6 in the garden, wanting to be 7. With the end of the 5th trumpet, soon the 6th trumpet shall sound, and this gorgeous creature and his fallen angels will come in the sky. He's calling himself the Lamb, but he's still a dragon. He's calling himself 7 Messiah, but he is still 6. He is still the devil. 6th seal, 6th trump, 6th vial. 6, 6, 6. 6 comes before 7. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Oh, my Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you will just open ears that have never heard before. Deliver your children from the lie, from the lie proverb, from the deception that is covering this earth. Bring your children out of darkness, Father God, into the light of the truth. We thank you for this word. We give you glory and praise, and we love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. 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 Now, we want to make sure that you are saved. So if you've never made Jesus your Savior, first of all, you want to make sure that you know you've sinned. I lead a lot of people, and people say, I'm very good. I don't smoke, I don't chew, and I don't go with those who do. You know how they say that. And I don't hurt anybody, and I'm very nice, and I do this. But how about your cold heart? Have you ever gushed over with love when somebody's heart was breaking? That's a sin. Besides, all of sin comes short of the glory of God. So the first thing you got to realize is that you've sinned. So everybody say, I have sinned. Okay. Now, Jesus paid the sin debt. He shed his blood for the remission of sins. Why the blood? Because the life is in the blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Jesus arose from the dead. And he's coming back after number 6. And you want to make sure that you're ready to live with him eternally. So if you're not sure, please pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I repent of all my sins.
I repent of all my sins.
Please forgive me for every sin.
Please forgive me for every sin.
Omission.
Commission.
Wash them all away with the blood of Jesus.
Wash them all away with the blood of Jesus.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe God raised Jesus from the dead.
Lord Jesus, save me.
Lord Jesus, save me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
Use me.
Use me
to enlarge your territory.
To enlarge your territory.
I belong to you, Lord Jesus.
I belong to you, Lord Jesus.
I am a Christian.
I am a Christian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In a moment, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number, and I invite you to call and tell me that you were saved. Leave your message on my voicemail, and I'll get back to you. Speak clearly, and leave your number, and I'll get back to you. Now, let me pray for those of you who are sick so you can stop depending on the government for help, so that when the Antichrist comes, you'll be okay. You know, Jesus bore 39 stripes on his back, and the Bible says, with Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Now, I will say, if you can't walk on water, take a boat. But did you know you could walk on water? Visible proof here. Okay. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, I ask now, Father God, wherever anyone is hearing my voice, Father, that the Son of Righteous arise with healing in your wings. Laser beams of Jesus Christ, healing virtue, going into the cells and the bone marrows and the bowels and the backs and the spines and the heads and the ears and the blood and the feet and the toes and the arms. Oh, Father God, diabetes, go to the abyss in Jesus' name. Your diabolical, loose them in Jesus' mighty name. Hearts be made whole in Jesus' name. Crippled legs walk. Oh, dear God, have mercy. All of you people, take up your bed and walk. Faith is an act. Act like you're healed. Get up with Jesus. Stripes, you're healed. You shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. He sent his word and healed you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Now, when you call, you might like to tell me you were healed and you came back alive. We had quite a few people. We've seen the Word of God, which is the Lord Jesus. We've actually seen dead people come back alive. I mean, you don't do that. You're not normal. What'd you tell us to do? Heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Just a little exercise before breakfast every morning. I hope you're doing that. I want all of you to use this truth. It's not yours to keep. It's a sin. If you keep it, you're going to implode. It is a sin to keep a jewel and not give it away. Mm-hmm. It is a sin to keep this truth and not give it away. Everybody you meet needs to know what you heard here tonight, because they could be deceived if you don't tell them. And if you don't tell them, their blood's on your hand. Now, I know that seems harsh, but I love you so much that when we all stand together at the wedding supper of the Lamb, and he gives out rewards, I want you all to be with me, and we stand hand in hand, and he'll say to all of us, well done, my good and faithful servant. You're not here about yourself. You are here destined for his works, for his kingdom, as verse 10 told us. God bless each one of you. Remember this about Jesus, Yeshua. His name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. I love you all very much. God bless you richly. And if God is willing, I'll see you next time.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at this same time for Trumpet of Truth.
Words will ride upon the wind like the leaves dance in the fall, forever gone and back again. There can be no greater call. Take the time, think it through, walk in wise, leave a fool, and it can be traced, sometimes a better has more to say. Angels sang with her sweet voice, a siren song from heaven, to entice a man who had no choice, for he too was fallen. Get through 30.
'Cause I know that you don't work that way. I can't reach without something to offer. I can't come now, I am so ashamed. I can't hold out from you any longer. 'Cause I know that you don't work that way. Not gonna fight you anymore. I'm not gonna try to lock the door. You took your life and gave me yours. There's no reason why I shouldn't trust you with mine. Easy changing direction. It's so unnatural to loosen up my grip. Are you growing weary of all my good intentions? 'Cause I know that you don't work that way. I'm not gonna fight you anymore. Not gonna try to lock the door. You took your life and gave me yours. There's no reason why I shouldn't trust you with mine. Some days this weight upon my shoulder. It's my shame, I know I should know better. 'Cause you say that I must now surrender. There's no other way. I'm not gonna fight you anymore.
I'm not gonna fight you anymore. I'm
not gonna try to lock the door.
I needed life, you gave me yours.
You took your life and gave me yours.
There's no good reason why I shouldn't trust you. not gonna try to lock the door. You took your life and gave me yours. There's no reason why. No good reason why. I shouldn't trust you with mine.
Hosanna in the highest. You're listening to WMIE on your radio dial, 91.5, as well as W272BA, 102.3 FM.
It is not a human right to stand up for my broken nation's dream. Open up our eyes so blind that we might find the mercy for the need.
Bring me home. Give me a river. twist and turn, I'm always finding that I am lost again.
Listening to WMIE, Bavard's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
Lord of all creation, water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord on high. God who wanders beyond our galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty.